Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. How often we greet each other with worries. I went to the wilderness to escape, and there are worries there too. Caterpillars falling from their tree before their chrysalis is complete. My weekend project was to save them, but not everybody makes it. There's a worry tied to us like an anchor. How quickly we would sink once we stopped struggling. We lost one to the river. A few were squished, and one got too close to the coffee pot. That will stick with me. But I saw butterflies, too. And in a few weeks, when I'm not there to see it, there will be more. Renewal of Strength by Frances Ellen Watkins Harper. The prison house in which I live is falling to decay. But God renews my spirit's strength within these walls of clay. For me, a dimness slowly creeps around earth's fairest light. But heaven grows clearer to my view and fairer to my sight. It may be earth's sweet harmonies are duller to my ear, but music from my Father's house begins to float more near. Then let the pillars of my home crumble and fall away. Lo, God's dear love within my soul renews it day by day. For My Daughter by Maggie Devers. Chop off my head and put it on your shield. I will protect you until the day I die and all the days after that. You think I would let anything harm the perfection that sprang from my body, the force that is me and infinitely you. There is nothing in the world that could destroy us, not when a mere glance can turn men to stone. Held by Maggie Devers. The sweetest meat is closest to the bone, the most tender, the most true. The tissue there is hardest to reach, to manipulate from the outside. If you squeezed my arm, how much bone would you feel? Would the flesh push back and guard my depths? The fruit around the mango pit is sinewy, unless it's overripe. Then it melts into your mouth. Circe by H.D. It was easy enough to bend them to my wish. It was easy enough to alter them with a touch. But you, adrift on the great sea, how shall I call you back? Cedar and white ash, rock cedar and sand plants and tamarisk, red cedar and white cedar, and black cedar from the innermost forest, fragrance upon fragrance, and all of my sea magic is for naught. It was easy enough. A thought called them from the sharp edges of the earth. They prayed for a touch. They cried for the sight of my face. They entreated me till in pity I turned each to his own self. Panther and panther, then a black leopard follows close. Black panther and red and a great hound, a godlike beast. Cut the sand in a clear ring and shut me from the earth. And cover the sea sound with their throats, and the sea roar with their own barks and bellowing and snarls, and the sea stars, and the swirl of the sand, and the rock tamarisk, and the wind resonance, but not your voice. It is easy enough to call men from the edges of the earth. It is easy enough to summon them to my feet with a thought. It is beautiful to see the tall panther and the sleek deer hounds circle in the dark. It is easy enough to make cedar and white ash fumes into palaces and to cover the sea caves with ivory and onyx. But I would give up rock fringes of coral and the innermost chamber of my island palace and my own gifts and the whole region of my power and magic for your glance. What the Thrush Said by John Keats. O thou whose face hath felt the winter's wind, whose eye has seen the snow clouds hung in mist, and the black elm tops among the freezing stars, to thee the spring will be a harvest time. O thou whose only book has been the light of supreme darkness, which thou feddest on night after night when Phoebus was away, to thee the spring shall be a triple morn. O fret not after knowledge, I have none, and yet my song comes native with the warmth. O fret not after knowledge, I have none, and yet the evening listens. He who saddens at the thought of idleness cannot be idle, and he is awake who thinks himself asleep. Happy Mother's Day. This is a gift from me to you. Mother, by Maggie Devers. Mother is a verb. She does, even when she's not moving, she holds babies, feelings, everything that will fit in her two arms. She can carry the entire world if you ask her, especially if you say please. She can't help herself. She is strength personified. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.